What's going on, guys? Today's Tuesday, August 30th, 2022. I hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday, Tequila Tuesday, whatever it is. But we got a couple more days with today and tomorrow, and then the month is over. August is done. And you may not be excited. I mean, I'm somewhat excited only because the weather will be cooler. I mean, school starts. I got to get up a little earlier for my son. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. I'd rather have the cool weather so I don't have to run the air conditioner. It's less gas that I get to use. Speaking of which, check out the Wawa app. The deal is back where it's 15 cents a gallon if you use the app. And if you're near to a Wawa, I highly recommend it. Their prices are very competitive. Plus, their food is awesome. I mean, who doesn't like Wawa? You can get anything you want inside. Anyway, not a sponsor. I'm just saying. But I saw this episode, and I saw this article, and I had to talk about it on this episode because I talk about New York a lot, Governor Hochul bringing in illegals, migrants, from the buses from Texas, from Governor Abbott. She's getting them off the buses and putting them in hotel rooms, clothing them, feeding them, all that stuff. Well, this lady, this woman, has been doing her own program. Apparently, she's been doing it for a while. And this program, well, it offers other options. It does things a little bit differently than Governor Hochul does. And I have not heard about it, so you guys let me know if you have. This woman, her name is Yesenia Gomez. That's Y-S-E-N-N-I. Yesenia Gomez. Well, according to this, hundreds of women may have fallen prey to this New York sex trafficker who lured some victims through bogus online ads for waitressing gigs. Quote, air quotes, waitressing gigs. In a sprawling operation that, according to officials, dates back a decade. Federal investigators are looking for this woman. Apparently, she's been targeting newly arrived Spanish-speaking immigrants to get them into forced prostitution in Westchester County and the Bronx. She's multi-county. She's jumping from Westchester County and the Bronx. She's going everywhere. She's expanding her operation, and she's been doing it for a decade. And honestly, she's probably making more money now than ever because there's more workers, I guess you could say. More victims? Is it victims? I guess you'd say victims. It's forced prostitution, so I'm assuming it's victims. Let's see what happened here. So Gomez, who supposedly, again, this is all allegedly, right? Allegedly, this woman, Yesenia Gomez, she's 39 years old. She was charged in the Southern District of New York earlier this month with sex trafficking by means of force and a related interstate commerce crime in connection to one alleged victim, an undocumented Venezuelan woman, according to a criminal complaint against her. Now, authorities are still looking for other potential victims, with the FBI saying, listen, hundreds of women are of unknown ages may have been trafficked by the alleged ringleader. Think about that. You're 39 years old. You're bilingual, clearly, and you could get a job anywhere. She decides to open up her own business. That business is prostitution, forced prostitution. And expands her business over the course of a decade from the Westchester County to the Bronx or vice versa. Anyway, she's in both cities, both areas. I mean, that all goes unnoticed for a decade. I mean, that's kind of strange. Unless some highly government officials or maybe someone with high power is a customer and they're able to keep things on the low. Or maybe they're financing the whole operation. Who knows? I don't know. We don't know. We just know what we're told. And even that, we don't really know, right? Quote, we believe, and then it's the FBI, so take that with a grain of salt. We believe that there are likely many more victims, FBI Supervisory Special Agent Brendan Kelly told the New York Post. This operation could have been going on for as many as 10 years. Now, investigators say Gomez allegedly advertised. How do you think she advertised it? Think she advertised it on billboards? No. She allegedly advertised her flesh trade in online ads, possibly using the business name Chicas Express, with the name and a logo, Chicas Express. Not Chicas to go, not Chicas, you know, local Chicas, not Chicas on the way. No, Chicas Express. Right to you. Kelly noted that some 1,600 ads promoting prostitution on websites like Facebook, Bedpage.com, and Megapersonals.com are potentially linked to Gomez. Now, I think it's funny that Facebook is marked number one. Facebook, with all your fact checkers, with all you people there that are so quick to block this person, ban this person, suspend this person, where are you when this woman, Chica's Express, is over here with all these victims? All of these people in forced prostitution. I guess you don't have you're too busy fact-checking, you know, whatever MAGA Trump stuff. Is that what it is? I mean, this is kind of important if these are victims. I mean, I don't know. In the case against her, Gomez is accused of tricking the Venezuelan woman into believing she was interviewing for a waitressing job at a Manhattan restaurant in June. This sounds like, it's going to sound horrible, this sounds like a bad porno. This is this. Come on in. We're going to do an interview. You're going to be a waitress. You're going to be serving customers. Wink. Serving customers. Serving them what? Don't worry. We'll talk about that later. Listen, you work on tips. Keep that in mind. Venezuelan woman believing that she was interviewing for a waitressing job at a Manhattan restaurant. Did she show up to the restaurant? I wonder how that interview went. Like, did you go to the restaurant, sit down, have a meal? What'd you order? You know, we've got a lot of questions. Is it a business write-off? I mean, does she have Chica's Express, like, you know, business card, and she's, like, writing off these meals as a lunch expense, business expense? These are questions that go through my mind when I see these kind of articles. I want to see it. I wish we had video. Again, video is so important. Without video, it's just one person's word over another, and unfortunately, I know people don't like to believe this, but everyone lies. Male, woman, others, they all lie. Sorry, it's the truth. I'm just telling you what maybe you don't want to hear, or maybe you know and you don't want to admit it. Everyone lies. So the video won't lie. I want to see this interview. I want to see her qualifications and if she had to audition. I mean, if she had to prove, like, you know, like, did she have to show her qualifications? Never mind. All that sounds gross and dirty, so I shouldn't have said anything. This is horrible. I take it back. Anyway, after the initial bogus interview, the woman showed up to the restaurant but was told by Gomez to get into a car. Oh, didn't even get a meal. Didn't even get a meal. He probably showed up to the restaurant hungry too. Because I know when I'm nervous, I don't eat nothing because, you know, I don't want to get like bubble guts or whatever, get nervous. So I show up, with an empty stomach. I'm like, I'm going to a restaurant. They're probably going to give me my first meal free. I'm probably going to get some good food. Sample everything on the menu, whatever they do, you know, for the interview process. You show up, and she's like, get in the car, bitch. In whatever, however you say that in Spanish, punta, right? I don't know. That's what she said. I'm just making my own scenario here because I'm crazy. Listen to this. The accused sex trafficker told the woman she'd be working as a prostitute, not as a waitress. Didn't even, like, ease you in. Listen, you're not going to be no waitress. You're going to be serving customers. What? Serving them something different. You're going to be a prostitute, okay? And if you try anything funny, it says here, she threatened to call immigration authorities if she did not comply. I mean, you're going to do what I tell you. She's basically a pimp at this point. You're a pimp. I guess it's forced prostitution because she doesn't want to be a prostitute. I mean, are things that bad that you're willing to just do this, then go back to your country? I'm assuming. I mean, it's Venezuela. We all know what happened in Venezuela. They took away the guns. The dollar collapsed. The whole economy collapsed. Socialism. Just saying. Look into it. That's kind of what they're trying to push here. Just saying. Look into it. Anyway, let's continue with the story, right? The victim initially declined to engage in sex work. Good. She was like, nah, I ain't doing that. But relented days later at a meeting with Gomez at Grand Central Station, according to the complaint. Now, for the next 3 weeks, the victim was forced into prostitution, meeting up to 3 men a night for 3 nights a week, the complaint says. Hell, I know some people who are on Tinder who think that's a slow night. I'm sorry to say it, just being real. Don't know if they're getting paid, but I'm just keeping it 100. For the next 3 weeks, the victim was forced into prostitution, meeting up to 3 men a night for 3 nights a week. 3 men a night for 3 nights a week? Yeah, dude, that's like Never mind. The victim met both regular and VIP clients. VIP clients, ooh, the complaint says, who paid $200 and up to $700 for each encounter, respectively. Man, I don't know if they go into details what the prices entail. They do not. Sorry, guys. Or girls, whatever, whoever's listening. The FBI is still investigating if Gomez was working with accomplices in the sex trafficking operation. I can see her having a driver. She sounds like someone who definitely has a driver. She definitely has someone who, I mean, to threaten somebody while driving is kind of tough. So I kind of feel like get in the car. She's already in the back seat. Tells the Venezuelan woman to get in the car, and the driver just takes off. That's how I'm picturing it in my mind. Law enforcement tracked Gomez down earlier this month when an undercover officer responded to an ad on bedpage.com that had a photo of a nearly naked woman on all fours and advertised, quote, Yonkers kitty cat available to tease outcall-23. The undercover agreed to meet the prostitute associated with the ad at a Tarrytown hotel the following afternoon. Kind of like a Chris Hansen episode. I used to love that show, man. Shout out to Chris Hansen. To Catch a Predator, fantastic show. Dude walks in the door, Predator walks in the door to think he's going to meet with some 12-year-old, and there goes Chris Hansen. How's it going tonight? What are you doing here? So you just bring condoms and a pizza to meet a 12-year-old? Oh, it's a great show. Check it out on YouTube. I'm sure there's episodes or clips of it. Chris Hansen. To Catch a Predator, it's the name of the show. Anyway, so very similar to that, I'm assuming. The undercover agreed to meet the prostitute associated with the ad at a Tarrytown hotel the following afternoon. Officers who were in place at the hotel saw Gomez drop off the victim after she drove up in her black Infiniti SUV. Ooh, fancy, fancy. And after the undercover briefly spoke with the victim through Google Translate, Gomez was arrested. You couldn't even find an officer who spoke Spanish? You have to use Google Translate? Come on, guys. Not one of y'all speak Spanish? I mean, I don't speak Spanish, but I'm assuming, like, if I was going to do some undercover work where Latinas are involved, I would speak the language. But the FBI is investigating if there are other sex traffickers involved in the operation. An attorney for Gomez did not respond. Well, maybe, you know, a second thought, maybe they did that on purpose so that's not too suspicious. Maybe it made it seem like he was a foreign businessman. We don't know his backstory, right? Maybe the officer was like, listen, I'm from out of town, got a country accent. You know, I'm just here visiting. I wanted to check out the sights. Now, next thing you know, the sights look pretty good from here, from what I can see. Now, what does these $200 buy me? You know, I don't know. Maybe that's what happened. But that's interesting. So keep on a lookout. You know, now you really got to keep your head in the swivel, right? Imagine that, though. You finally cross the border. You finally make it to the country. You think you're safe. You think you're home, right? You paid your coyote fee, whatever, $12,000 it cost to cross the border. You paid that fee. You know, Governor Abbott bust you all the way to the city. You get off the bus. Governor Hochul greets you, maybe not personally, but her team greets you. You get a container filled with food, clothes, money, cell phone, and you get a place to stay. And you said, you know what? I'm going to look for a job. I heard good things about Facebook. Let me go on Facebook. You go on Facebook, you see an ad for waitress. I could waitress. You don't got to speak much English. And people need help eating. You know, I could waitress. I'm in the city. There's a lot of restaurants here. I can do this job. So you apply for the job. The lady replies, says, listen, meet me at this restaurant. We'll go through your responsibilities. And if I like you, you'll get hired. You show up. And you got hired. But you'll be serving a different kind of customer. A different kind of product. The product is you, and the clients may not be so friendly. But that is life. I'm assuming that sucks. That sucks. But I mean, I do feel bad for the Venezuelan woman. I don't know. They're not really going into detail of her. I'm assuming she's an illegal, right? Obviously, because that's why she's going to threaten to call immigration. But, I mean, I'm sure there's more horrible stories like this around. I hope not. But, I mean, if this woman's been doing it for 10 years and she's 39 years old, she's been doing it since she was 29. how do you get into some kind of business? Maybe that's why they're looking into her associates to see if other people have helped her along the way. Have other people groomed her to be this forced prostitution ring pimp? Forced prostitution pimp? I don't know what you'd call that. Is a female woman who prostitutes other women also referred to as a pimp? Like, what's the female version of pimp? Is there one? Let me know if you know in the comments below. I'd love to hear that. Is she really considered a pimp? Because technically, she is a pimp, but the person is forced to be a prostitute. I don't know how that works. I don't know. But that is what it is. I mean, it makes you wonder, though, how many of these people are how many of these people did she serve as far as, like, how many politicians, how many government officials, how many, you know, policemen, lawyers, judges. You know they're all in there. I mean, ain't nobody got no $200 to $700 lying around. And she's doing three dimes a night for 3 days a week. I mean, whew. I wonder how much she got from that. Well, she's forced prostitution, right? So she ain't even making a cut. She ain't even getting a percentage of that, right? Because it's forced. So she's probably just getting the tip. Oof. That's a bad joke. Just the tip. Anyway, that's a Tuesday. Titty Tuesday, ironically. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe. Keep your head on a swivel. Always keep your head in the swivel. Be alert. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't forget, at CJ Bronson Show is on Twitter. At CJ Bronson Show on TikTok. CJ Bronson on Rumble. You know what? Just go to my website, cjbronsonshow.com. All the links are there. The audio is there. The video is there. I'm there. You should be there. And try to share this as much as possible, guys. I am trying to send a message. I'm trying to get the message out. That's really what this is all about. I'm really trying to reach a massive amount of audience because I feel like a lot of people are asleep. And those who think they're awoke, they're really in a coma. And that's what's scary. They're walking around here like they're on Ambien or some shit, you know? But anyway, enough of my rant. Take care of yourselves. I'll talk to you later. Don't forget, I love y'all. All right, bye-bye.